It's Friday, time now for Northwest weather with Cliff Mass and KPLU's Bellamy Palethorpe.
Have you been feeling the heat lately? It has, in fact, been a very hot summer in Washington. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with our weather expert Cliff Mass, who says this may well become the hottest summer in Northwest history. He'll tell us more about the forces behind that trend in a bit. First, Cliff, I hear hot is in the weekend forecast.
That's right. We'll see an improving trend as we go into the weekend. We had a trough over us yesterday, and it's moving out today. That upper-level trough brought clouds here in the morning, you know, particularly yesterday and a little bit today, and it brought thunderstorms over the Cascades in the eastern Washington because the uplift from the trough releases the instability. And in fact, last night there were very strong thunderstorms that developed over the northern part of eastern Washington, especially over Okanagan County, producing torrential rains that resulted in the closures of several roads, including the State Road 20 and also 153. So pretty major stuff. And, you know, one thing I should mention is that heavy rain on top of places that have burned is very dangerous. You can get slides because the earth, surface of the earth actually becomes more impervious to water after it's burned, and you can get water running off very effectively over fire areas. So that's something we really have to watch.
Right. So we're hearing a lot about the scenes over there near the Carlton Complex fire in our newscasts. And here on the west side of the mountains, though, pretty calm, right?
Well, calm right now, but the models are suggesting the possibility of thunderstorms over the Cascades today, and maybe some could slide over to the eastern side of Puget Sound. So we'll have to watch that because the air is still relatively unstable. But things should calm down over the weekend as the ridge really pushes in. It should dry things out, and it should generally take the thunderstorms out as we go into Saturday, into Sunday. So that'll fade out. So all in all, it's going to be above normal again. You know, temperatures getting well above the mid-70s that we expect this time of the year.
And so a headline on your blog is the hottest summer in Northwest history. Really?
I'm saying it's possible. I'm not saying we're definitely going to have it. But right now, we start with July being very warm. A number of stations had their second, you know, third, fourth warmest July on record. And if anything, the heat cranked up in August. I mean, we have been running on many days 5, 10 degrees above normal. So if we keep this track up of these kind of above normal temperatures, we could end up potentially with the warmest summer on record. So I'm not guaranteeing it, but we've been warm enough in August that it is quite possible. I think it is virtually certain we're going to end up in one of the top 5 warmest summers on record, which is, this is a record that goes back many stations, 50 years, others, you know, 80 years. So it's a pretty big record.
Yeah, 5 to 10 degrees above normal, you said, just for the air temperature, right?
For the air temperature for some of these days, particularly the maximum temperatures. So, you know, we're seeing this pattern that keeps on repeating itself of this anomalous ridging, high pressure over the western United States. And on the other hand, we're having lower pressure or troughing over the eastern United States. So this is a pattern that goes back to the winter time. You know, we talk about having the, you know, the cold air in the eastern part of the United States. That's all interconnected. You can think of a big wave with a ridge over us and a trough over them. This pattern, and we don't understand this pattern, has been persistent now for, you know, a good part of the year.
And on your blog, you write that following the median global warming scenario, this is like advancing 30 to 50 years into the future? This is like global warming and hyperdrive?
Well, it's really interesting. You know, people talk about global warming, but we're experiencing it. You can look at the models and see how temperature is expected to change in the future. A summer like this, where we end up 3 degrees or 4 degrees above normal, you know, for the summer, this is equivalent to being transported in time to around 2050, the typical conditions in 2050. So if you want to know what global warming is going to be like in Seattle, you know, in 2050, this summer is really a good example of what it will feel like in terms of temperature.
And is there any way to predict whether the next month or so will, in fact, continue this trend?
Well, as you know, the weather forecasting skill fades in time. And the skill is pretty good a week, maybe 2 weeks out ahead of time. It fades by the end of the second week, certainly. Right now, the long-range models provided by the Climate Prediction Center And the National Weather Service suggests that we will remain above normal for the next 8 days. So that far in the future we can see. And I just got to stress that this pattern has been extraordinarily stable. And we don't really understand it, but there's really no reason to think it's going to fade out quickly.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
Professor Cliff Mass teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations and pose your own weather questions at our website, kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.